Dave, how much has your depth improved at the returning position? We've seen Dat go to the house. We know what Nile can do, but now you've added some other guys. How deep are you at both punt and kickoff return?
Well, Jeremy Maclin, he's unbelievable. I mean, he's a great, great punt returner. You know, it's not like we're going to put him in that role, but if we needed one, you know, Dat was banged up, but we needed one in a big game, you know, and the situation was right, we'd put Jeremy back there, and he'd be glad to do it. Chris Conley's a guy, he's a young player that's coming on as a kick returner. We think he's got some potential there, probably first before punt returner. Punt returner takes a little bit of time, you know, and then we always have Frankie Hammond, you know, who's a guy that, you know, if DeAnthony got banged up quickly, boom, you go right to Frankie and really not miss a beat.
I want to ask you about Cairo Santos. Rookie year, only missed 5 field goals, but 30th in touchback percentage. What about year one to year two, and what do you want to see from Cairo?
I like to see more touchbacks. We have to take advantage of the weather. Like when it's warm, we have to get our touchbacks then, because when the weather turns cold, I mean, I don't care who you are, it's a lot harder to kick touchbacks. Then we got to be a little bit more creative with our kicks. You know, we have to be a little bit more directional, kind of throw them off balance a little bit, bloop kicks, squib kicks, mix those in there a little bit. But a little bit more touchbacks earlier in the season. I think, you know, that's what we're striving for. And he had a good offseason. He's worked hard, and we're hoping that he's a little bit stronger this year.
The new PAT, 33 yards. What have you seen so far? What about experimenting with it? And not only that, but what about going and getting one? Because you get 2 points if you block one and return.
Yeah, I mean, I love it because it puts more emphasis on special teams, you know, and the kickers and the field goal block. I mean, in any kind of rule change that enhances special teams, I'm always for, and that's definitely one of them. But what I've seen so far is that I've seen a lot of different teams kicking from the middle, kicking from the left hash, right hash. Everybody's experimenting to find out where the best spot is. Cairo, we started off kicking in the training camp in the middle. Now we're on the right hash. So he wants to treat it more like a field goal mentality. He wants to have that kind of feel for it, because it is a field goal. I mean, it's 33 yards. It's a long kick. You know, I think I've noticed a lot more misses recently in preseason. I don't know how many misses there are. I think there's like nine or ten misses already. I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm sure it's probably in the low 90s, whereas, you know, an extra point before used to be 99%.
I always feel like you have the role of a lobbyist in the legislature when it comes to cut time. How much of a voice do you get and say, I really want to keep this guy, this guy, this guy?
I go in, I tell the truth. I tell them what I think. I mean, what's going to help us on special teams in the end of the day. I try to get the best players. It doesn't always work out that way. I mean, it's offense has, you know, their guys that they like, you know, and defense has theirs, and then we have to work together. And, you know, we really do a good job of communicating. We meet every night and we talk about personnel. And so there's no surprises. It's not like, you know, anybody's going to get blindsided by a surprise cut or anything like that. So they know how I feel and I know how they feel. And In the end of the day, it's, you know, it's Andy and John. They get together and they'll make the right decision, and whatever decision they make, we move forward and we make the best out of the players that we have.